Earlier this week, we heard about a bill making its way through the legislature that would create a school voucher program in New Hampshire. Under that Republican-backed bill, parents could establish what are called education freedom savings accounts. Families would be able to use 90% of the average per-pupil state education aid grant, that's roughly $3,400, and put it toward other education expenses, including tuition for private religious schools. The state Senate has already passed the bill, and it's now before the House. We heard from the bill's sponsor, State Senator John Reagan, earlier in the week. We're joined now by Carl Ladd. He's executive director of the New Hampshire School Administrators Association, which opposes the bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've raised concerns about this program diverting funds from public schools. What do you see as the impact of this bill should it become law?
Fundamentally, the bill is not necessary in New Hampshire. And the fact that it would actually be quite harmful for most of the children and the communities in the state.
In what way?
This bill, the way it's currently crafted, would allow any homeschool parent, any student who is currently attending a private school, a private religious school, and there are approximately 16,000 of them, to access these educational savings accounts, which means that that funding would have to be raised and appropriated by the legislature because there is no current funding mechanism for them. So that money would have to be taken from somewhere in order to pay for these students.
I want to hear from the bill sponsor, Senator Reagan, who argues that the claim that this is taking money from the school systems is not valid. Here's what he had to say.
If a student doesn't go to their school, and there's many students in a school district that do not attend the school district school, the school's hasn't lost anything.
What's your response to that?
Well, I'm not exactly sure where he says that many students don't attend school. 92% of the children in the state of New Hampshire attend public schools, and those parents have opted in. They've chosen to attend the public school because we do have other choices. Say you lose, in a larger system, say you lose 100 students, and they're spread out from grades K to 12. You've lost, effectively, $350,000, essentially, in state revenue. That does not mean that you can cut teachers' programs at the $350,000 level because it's spread out. Class sizes are not going to change dramatically. You're still going to have to provide the same programming that the local communities expect from their local schools. So somebody has to step into that gap. I don't imagine it's going to be the legislature, so that means it's going to have to be the local taxpayer because they're going to lose the revenue, so they're going to have to raise and appropriate that revenue just to keep things on a level playing field.
You've also raised concerns about this bill violating the Constitution with money going to religious schools. Do you see that there's going to be legal challenges here?
Absolutely. I don't see how we could not challenge this in the courts, which means that there's going to be more litigation and unnecessary litigation around an issue. Our New Hampshire Constitution is very clear, as opposed to other states where it's a little more nebulous, and at the federal level, it's even more nebulous. Here in New Hampshire, it's very clear that you cannot expend public funds for religious schools. And I have nothing against religious schools. I have nothing against private schools. But I don't think that there should be public funds diverted to those schools.
What about the non-religious private school issue? Do you have similar concerns there?
Absolutely, because there's no accountability and there's no transparency. When we have public schools, we are required to follow and adhere to every state, federal, and local regulation and mandate. Private schools do not. We are accountable for every dollar that the taxpayers spend. Private schools do not have to do that.
One thing that Senator Reagan said when he was here was that, you know, this will make public schools better. They'll be more competitive. They'll be competing for students. Do you see an argument in that?
I don't, because I have absolutely no problem in competing with any educational entity, provided that we're all operating under the same rules. If they want to have private schools and religious schools follow all the same federal mandates, state mandates, certification requirements for teachers, follow all of the legislative mandates that are coming, I would put a public school against a private school any day of the week.
What do you see what's the impact on special education students, you think, with this bill?
In my opinion, the students with disabilities are the ones who really get left behind.
In what way?
In order for them to access a private school, if a private school would even accept them, because there is no guarantee that a private school has to accept a student with disabilities because they don't have to follow the same rules that everyone else does, the parent would have to sign away their rights to a free and appropriate public education through the Individuals with Disabilities Act in order for their child to attend, which means that they lose the services and the supports that they are entitled to and that schools are required to provide. If a student is not accepted, where is their choice?
Could you support a limited voucher program in any way? I mean, perhaps offering this only to low-income students or instituting a cap on the number of students who could use it? Or are you simply opposed to using, a voucher system for any reason?
I don't see the need for us to provide a voucher system. We do more for school choice now than we ever did when I attended school. We have dual enrollment programs with colleges. We have advanced placement courses that were never available when I went to school. We have more career pathways through the career and technical education centers in our state. We do more for public school choice than we ever did before, and we should be funding and supporting those efforts that are already underway instead of trying to undermine it in this very risky and possibly costly, litigious bill that is not going to provide for those kids who are in poverty, who are struggling, and it's not going to help their parents.
Carl Ladd, Executive Director of the New Hampshire School Administrators Association, thank you for the time.
Thank you very much for having me in.